Hello, and welcome to Side Dish, your podcast about Longmont. Everything that you want to know and very little that you need to know. I'm your host, Brady Steffel, joined today by...
Annie Larner.
And also by...
Bridget Johnson.
Ooh, who's this?
Who's Bridget?
Yeah.
I own Green Girl Recycling here in town.
Okay. Green Girl Recycling. And we are going to talk today about trash or waste diversion, which waste I think diversion is the better way to talk about it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're excited. Thanks for coming.
Let's talk about garbage.
We kind of already got through our pleasantries. Sorry, everyone, offline.
Yeah.
We learned some things about Brady, if he wants to share.
Yeah, no, I have ADHD.
It's official.
It's official. I've never been one. It's funny because, like, I don't care if people know these types of things. Like, I don't care if I'm walking around naked, but I shut the curtains for other people.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, who cares?
Right, right.
No, it's not, I don't that care. Last like, time. Yeah. Exactly. So it's just like, I don't care. So no, yeah, that's official, which is kind of cool at 40. That explains so much, so much. And I'm hoping it gets a bit easier because it's not always the easiest thing. So that happened. We were talking about that. We were talking about trash and goats and derelict vehicles, and you missed it. I'm sorry you guys weren't here. But that's too bad. And he didn't push record. So here we are. So we're going to talk about Longmont, and then we're going to talk about waste diversion.
Yeah.
And then Annie's going to text through most of this.
I'm not texting. Look at my notes.
Oh, she's got notes.
I'm a note.
I don't really have notes today. I was going to get notes, but then I decided to get a haircut. I'm going to blame the ADHD. So.
All right. First thing I got is you may have noticed at the 471 Main Building, which is the former La Vita Bella building, La Vita Bella Cafe or coffee place, and then they reopened as a restaurant, and then they kind of closed. And there is a little pop-up market that is going in right now. You may have seen the sign. It says B Market, and it is—
Like Buzz Buzz?
Yeah, this is a B as in bees.
Okay.
This is a project of Jennifer Ferguson, who has Bricks Retail.
Oh.
Bricks Retail is at the corner of kind of 4th and Kimbark. If you go Ziggy's and then head back on 4th, she's got that cute gift shop that's all with like local local vendors and stuff. Anyway, she is doing basically like a pop-up market between now and the end of the year. So Christmas-themed or holiday-themed. And she's bringing in a ton of vendors, like a lot of the same vendors that she has in her Bricks Retail that she has relationships with, like people that make honey and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, so look for that. I think they open this Friday. They're going to have all the vendors. You can do your Christmas shopping, super local. They're going to have gift wrapping. They're going to have like teas to drink and like I think cocktails potentially too. So it's going to be a whole vibe.
Mm.
So good job, Jennifer. Check it out.
Loving it.
That sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome. I'm having my sister-in-law and my niece are coming in a week from Thursday.
There you go.
So something to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
That's all I got on that one.
That's fine. I mean, what else do you need? Yeah, it's a store. There's going to be stuff. Go buy it.
Yeah.
Have a drink. So
okay.
That's all good.
Well, Bridget, you said you had something going on around town that you saw.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We just had the Daily Camera out yesterday to our warehouse, took a bunch of pictures of the guys in action. We're right now right in the thick of the City of Longmont's partnership to help them divert hard to recycle materials.
Oh.
So once a year, City pays us to partner with them and help haul away harder to recycle things.
My brother talked about this because this just happened a couple days ago.
Yes, we just started on Monday, and this goes all the way through the 21st.
Oh, through the 21st.
It does. And so all people have to do is go to our website and sign up for the event. They go to the event tab and register, and they can bring in a TV. The city pays for so many things. They pay for one free TV, one fire extinguisher, one mattress. They pay for like one bike tire, inner tube. They pay for 40 pounds of electronics, mixed electronics, like think printers
Again,
and scanners.
I've said this off air, but I think it's funny to say like, oh yeah, bring in like 40-ish pounds of printer or whatever.
Right.
I tend to think of them as like, oh, it's got a scanner and a
right.
The thing TV is 55 inches.
In.
And it's like, no, you can... Up to 40 pounds of television.
Yeah. You know, I say to people, if it has a plug or a battery... I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
And it's electronic.
Yeah.
They can bring it in.
Nice.
It's awesome.
What about like if you have a laptop that's got a hard drive in it? And
great
like,
question. We destroy everything. So I take people's sensitive information to heart. We have a lot of older folks that come in.
So you steal it is what you're saying.
Yeah,
you take it.
I have a team of people, and all they do is like literally plug in all the equipment and wipe it.
Oh.
So everything's cool. Destroyed. All their.
Okay. I feel like we're going way out of order, and this is great. Let's just jump in. Tell us what your business is. No, this is good. It's a perfect segue. Like, I don't think so. No, I'm saying this is a positive thing, and like, let's shake it up. And well, I don't want to bury the lead. That's what I'm trying to say.
We were.
Yeah. So, Bridget, tell us about your business and back up and go kind of into what the business is and where you're located, what you do. Sure. And
yeah, let's go more. Front to back.
No, okay. You're good.
Maybe I have ADHD.
No, we're terrible showrunners. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. My employees have told me that before. They're like, wow, cool. You are all over the place sometimes. Yeah, I started Green Girl 27 years ago.
Oh.
Up in the mountains, right out of college, helping people who had no access to recycling. So I was hauling things in my Jeep down to town, and then I bought a little trailer, and then my boyfriend's like, you should get a bigger trailer, you should get a truck, and wound up marrying him. He's amazing. His name's Matt, and so he's the green guy with me.
With the green girl.
You met a guy that convinced you to buy a truck, and you're like, yeah, that's the guy.
Actually, it was a battle. When I first met him, he had a painting company. And he said, okay, so whoever makes more money this year, we'll do that. And I was like, oh, man, it's on. Wow. I'm going to win. I'm so type A. I'm like, I knocked on doors for 100 days straight, signed people up like a maniac.
Wow.
I still have 5 of the original 10 customers. To this day, they're still customers. So the return on investment there, like, insane.
That is insane.
Inspiration for some door knocking. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Bootstrapped the whole thing. So had no money. Fast forward, I bought a lot of trucks, and I bought a couple of their businesses out over the years. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really passionate about helping people make greener choices.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't have to throw everything away. I'm from upstate New York. I grew up on a farm, and I'm the oldest of 4 kids, and we didn't have a ton of money. So I would go around and collect people's cans. And so I bought my first bike. It's how I bought stuff for my horse. You name it. It was really fun. So I've always kind of been, people are like, have you always been an entrepreneur? And I'm like, I just like stuff, you know, like, yeah, I guess I'm an entrepreneur I like to eat.
I wanted to have some money. Really, so I had to figure that out.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. But it's been a blast. And I can't believe it's been this many years to be really honest, because I actually do like what I do. And I think a lot of other people are like, yeah, I like what I do. And you can tell they don't.
Right.
I wake up and I'm like, dang, where'd the day go?
Yeah.
It just blazes by. So fast forward, we've been in Longmont. When I bought out Green Mountain Recycling in 2004, they were North Boulder, and they were getting evicted. And so we landed where the Circle Graphics building is on 9th. Mm-hmm. And we were there for about 10 years. And then I got kicked out because Circle Graphics took over the entire building. And they gave me a whopping 45 days to find a new home. Mm. Panic, 2 little kids, a lot of praying.
Totally.
Gave up my whole summer. Yeah. Hit the panic button hard. And
does it help if you push it hard?
It does.
Okay.
Totally. Yeah. Throw some wine in there.
I thought it was like, you know, like a... I know if you push the traffic ones hard, then they tend to work
right? Yeah, panic. That was
okay,
bad.
So panic button pushed really hard.
Yep, and then lucked into finding the location that we're at right now, which is 21 South Sunset. It's the old Golden Cement plant. And we're in the we're in the brown building with the rounded white roof that you can see. You can see that rounded white roof like for miles. I don't know. It's the old shop where they worked on the cement trucks.
The west side of the road, just as you come down the hill on Sunset, go past the tracks and really go past the river, right?
You go over the bridge. The new bridge.
And then it's to the right side on the east, or sorry, west side of the street.
West side on the east.
Facility. Yep. And you can see like the old Golden sign is still out there.
Yeah.
The cement sign.
I've definitely, like I drove past it. I'm like, I think this is Golden, but I wouldn't have known.
It does. It does. And people get lost all the time trying to find us. So thank you for clarifying. Exactly.
Do you have your own sign?
We have a big sign, the biggest one that the city of Longmont would let me put up.
Okay.
A couple $1,000 little baby sign.
You didn't make it out of like recycled junk?
I wanted to. I wanted to make something huge out there. I'm actually putting tea lights out there that glow in the dark.
Nice.
This week. But yeah.
So, okay. So you have a service where you actually pick up 4 people and bring it to your facility and deal with all of it. And we'll get into what that all is. It's fascinating.
Pick up on behalf of people, but not go pick 4 people up.
That's right, Brady. Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
When you first said it, though, I'm like, you go pick up. Okay, so she's got a crew of four people. And then, no, okay, we're going the other way.
Nope, okay. Other way. And although you have a lot of cool trucks. And then you also receive on-site people bringing stuff by. So maybe they break it down.
Yeah, so when we started the company, when I started forever ago, we still do this. We go right into people's homes, garages, sheds in the mountains and get the recycling out so they don't have to deal with the animals.
With permission.
Yeah. And codes, many codes. We have lots of houses where we have to go through tunnel to get to the gate, to get to the house. Wow. There's some amazing houses in Boulder. Anyways, we go right into people's garages or sheds and remove the recycling. In town, so we do a whole bunch of stuff and we've hugely just expanded. We should talk about the grant in the future into Platteville. And so we give people containers, just like you would see here in town. And then we have trash style vehicles that can pick them up, pick up the recycling and mm-hmm. go. You can go a lot faster. In the mountains with the tricky roads and the driveways and just the terrain, the only way I could pull this company off was to have a smaller truck, 4x4, where we went and we got the recycling. If they have to set it out and it's not convenient for them, they won't do it.
Like a 93 Chevy S10 or something?
Like that. Yeah, yeah. I have a couple. Tiny. Yeah, 4x4 trucks. I've got a Ford, I've got a Chevy, I've got a Dodge.
American Cummings engines.
Big. Ooh. Yep. And then picture like a 10-foot stake bed truck on the back that hydraulically mm-hmm. tips so you can put recycling into it, nice. Tip it out the back. So that's what we use in the mountains. And then down in town, we use box trucks yep. to pick up electronics or papers for shredding. And we use
by the pound.
You're right, by the pound. We do charge by the pound or by the service. We use trash trucks for the single stream recycling.
Okay.
So, but do you take all the stuff that you were mentioning about Longmont? So would you take a mattress or is that a thing that Longmont funds?
Great questions. We only do mattresses 2 weeks out of the year with the hard recycle event. Why? Ask me why.
Why? Because tell me why.
Turns out there is a homeless population here, they love to steal the mattresses.
Oh, wow.
And build cubby huts out of them down by the river.
What is a cubby hut exactly?
Like a little fort, picture.
Like a homeless
mattress
fort.
Home.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yep. And they're comfortable, right? And they're, I mean,
my boys also love to make cubby huts out of mattresses. Right.
Yeah.
They're quite comfortable. I sleep on one like every night.
That's awesome. Yeah, it turns out they're comfortable.
They're great.
But yeah, so I don't like to have them at the warehouse out because we put them on a flatbed truck and then we put them into a box truck and we get them down to Denver to Springback, Colorado, who recycles all the mattresses on the Front Range. And they employ people with people actually coming out of prison. It's really neat to give them jobs. And a reason to work in a great place. It's an awesome organization. So at any rate, the mattresses go down there, but we only do this for 2 weeks out of the year.
So if you have a mattress, keep that sucker, keep it, prop it against the wall in the basement, wait for your window.
Yep.
Because they really are hard to get rid of.
They are. Well, you can take the landfill. I think they're $50 each. So you could take them to the Charm Center in Boulder and they're $32, I think. $32.
Wow. Cut them up.
Wow.
If you have the box spring, you cut it up. You can get it into a garbage can. They actually pack down pretty well.
Did you do that?
So tell me, so I got to tour your facility recently and it's so cool. And what was probably peak fascinating to me was you understand the value of all this different stuff. I mean, that's your business, right? Is reselling this to different, not suppliers, I guess vendors or whatever, who are doing something with it. And I'm sure these are all related to global chains of waste and how those move throughout the world and stuff. So tell us a little bit about, I was fascinated. You knew what you were like, oh, these cords. At one point we looked at a box and there was a box of cords and you pulled one out and said, oh, this one doesn't go here. It should go in a different one because it was a different color. And she's, these ones are really valuable. These aren't.
Good memory.
You remember, all these different,
Everything has value. Everything has value. You're right. When people say that recycling doesn't work, I just kind of crack up because I'm like, well, that's what I've been doing for the last 27 years.
How about plastics?
We're going to get to that.
But yeah, same thing. It all has value. Okay. So even plastics. So to your question, you were asking about the wires or books. Everything has downstream value or upstream value. So if you can separate it, source separate it, right? So just picture all that recycling's coming in and then you pull all the cardboard out and you bail the cardboard. Well, I sell the cardboard. I sell it to cardboard to a couple different mills and the markets go up and down. So depending on the month, the markets in October just ticked up significantly, like $30 a ton more than they were in September. So I'm doing like the happy dance because I'm like, hell yeah, I got cardboard to sell you. Because the mills shut down last month, they were overloaded. And this month it's worth more money. So heck yeah, that's a win, but not always. Metals, same thing. That's why the scrappers are in business because metals go up and down. So we do a lot of wire scrapping and then different grades of wires. You can get paid more for them if you can separate them.
Right.
Same with all the circuitry. So like in a tower, you know, like the motherboard, you know, depending on the color of the board and the kind of board, they're very valuable.
Yeah, that I believe.
Very. Because there's so much precious metal, right? That's in it. Same thing. Cell phones. Everything. I mean, everything has value. So we shred sensitive documents for people and we bale that paper. And then I sell that paper to a paper mill in Oklahoma and they turn that back into recycled goods, 100%. So not only is it the safest thing you can do, shredding it, but it's baled and then it's turned back into paper. There's other companies, and I won't name names, that shred your documents in front of you and then you never see what happens to that shredded paper. Nobody thinks to ask and it goes to the landfill. Drives me crazy.
You're like, I could have made $400 on that. Give that to me.
I know. I want those bales. I want that paper. Yeah. No, it's so much fun. I've learned so much through this. You know, it's so funny. When I was a little kid, my parents would be like, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know? And I distinctly remember saying, not a trash man. I was like, well, I'll never be a trash man.
Well, you're not a trash man.
Well, I'm not. Right?
Like,
right?
I mean, define trash man.
Trash man takes stuff to the dump.
I know.
That's one thing. I mean, okay, that's the thing. Are there things that at the end of the day are left over and you're like, I have nowhere for this. It has to go to the dump.
People dump on us. They'll bring us crap that they're like, oh, it's kind of like, you know, shit pie. It's kind of like, you know, like it looks great on the outside, but you're like, what is that? What did they put in this? So they'll like hide random batteries or things that we don't want to take that are like, you know, starting to leak, something that's hazardous. They'll just drop it off at our door. You know, and I've got surveillance everywhere, but I can't catch everybody.
Right.
So you don't want batteries?
I don't like loose batteries. We took them for a long time, but there's so many fires because of batteries and you hear about them all the time, catching trucks on fire. If it's in an electronic component, we'll take it. But if it's a swollen, bad battery, that's hazardous. And that's not what we do. So I just recommend they take it to the Boulder County Household Hazardous Waste Facility.
Okay. They call those spicy pillows when they blow it up like that.
Oh, they're bad.
Spicy pillows. Spicy
pillows. Whoa, there goes my phone.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know about all those. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a blown up battery until I had these children who have all these crazy toys. They leave them on the sun and like, you know, just
don't mess with it.
Terrible.
Yeah. Don't mess with it. Cause those fires, like you can't put out,
Put them out,
like bury it in sand. They're like, they don't go out. Like lithium fires are no joke. So be careful with the spicy pillows. This is a PSA to everybody out there. On serious moment out of me.
Okay. That's all you're gonna get. I have a really big question. And this is my husband really was wanting me to make sure to ask you this day. Talk to us about plastic. And
I just asked this question.
I told you. I said we would come back to it. I said we would come back to it.
And you say, no, I want to ask the question.
Well, I want a whole answer focused on plastic. Because
Jeepers,
like
creepers.
I just said plastic, like Brady. So I'm asking your question for you in your accent.
My accent. My accent's not that
plastics.
Bad.
Plastics. It is sometimes.
Is it that bad?
It's there.
It's funny. A little bit.
Okay. Right. Okay.
That's fine.
But my understanding is that China's not buying plastics anymore and that, you know, you hear these rumors about if you put it in the recycling bin, it's going to end up going on a ship all the way to China where they will reject it and it'll come on a ship back here and end up in the dump anyway and that it's actually less energy overall to just throw it in the trash right now.
We have to talk about what kind of plastic, right? Okay. So there's plastics and they all have grades, right? So the plastics that are, it's kind of like with my kids, I'm kind of like bottles, tubs, jugs, and jars, you know, like stuff.
Bottles, tubs, jugs, and jars.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. So if it looks like that, you know, and it's a 1 through 7, you can recycle it here in Boulder County, 100%.
And where is it going?
It's going to the Boulder County MRF. And a MRF is a material recovery facility. It sounds kind of naughty, like.
It does.
But
I didn't see it.
I know. The first time I heard that, I was like, oh, what? There's actually a thing called a dirty MRF.
Tell me about the website.
It's where they process trash and recycling in those facilities, which is hilarious. So the Boulder County MRF, I sit on that.
I love the
board.
This.
Super cool. Yeah. It's super cool. They sort everything. there. So definitely take your kids. If you haven't ever been before yourself, go on a tour. It is amazing. They've put many, many, many millions of dollars into this facility. It's one of the best facilities to actually source, separate out recycling in the entire United States.
Okay. How do they do it?
There's a whole bunch of, so like all the material goes on the floor. It gets pushed up a conveyor belt. There's a series of conveyor belts throughout the building. There's jiggers, picture like a giant metal spinning device that sucks all of the cans off the line. Uh-huh. There's a spinner that spins all the paper. So the paper goes up and like flips.
Okay.
And so it can pull out anything that's a bottle, tub, jug, or jar that's not supposed to be paper on that line. So they have like kind of a commingle line and a paper line. There's actually, they have AI there, so they can actually like see, the lasers can like zap the plastic, uh-huh, see what it is, what grade it is, 1, 5, you know, 2, and it blows it with a shoot of air really hard, really efficient, straight into the right bin.
Does it only do prime numbers?
So dang cool. Oh, it is really cool.
That's a good catch. Come on.
It is awesome, though. The first time I went, I was like, the technology
that allows single stream recycling?
It helps it. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, because that, I mean, genuinely, single stream recycling is what makes it sort of viable for the masses, because people are, I mean, we're terrible.
Right.
Humans, like self-included. It's a lot of work to sort stuff. And I do, you know, I got the compost and you got the thing. And now we can't put the paper towels in the compost anymore because, oh, it's going to, we're not composting boogers or whatever. Right. Whatever they had, whatever. So you're going, okay, my tea bags can't go in anymore. And then, so I, you know, do that. And then I do this and I do that. If I had to do more, like, okay, plastics, but only 2 and 5 go in here, like I would die.
It's too much. Right. I liked it when it was dual separation, when it was like the commingles, you know, like anything you would drink out of. You know, it was really easy for people to be like, oh, commingle versus paper.
Mm. Yeah.
Because then you kept the glass out of the paper.
Yeah.
Right. And I talk about back end a lot because we're selling paper on the back end. Well, so is the MRF. The MRF is bailing all these materials and they're selling them on the back end and they are profitable. If you get a lot of glass in the paper, it reduces the value of the paper. Hmm. Right? That just makes sense.
Spicy paper.
Yeah, no, then you got crappy paper. So, yeah. So,
and then plastics, they're taking those and selling them to some market.
Mills. Yeah.
Mills. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. There's buyers. So there's people that want the glass. They're like, I want your glass.
And are they usually domestic?
That's another great question. So a lot of the glass in this region is going down to Coors or Anheuser-Busch. And then they're resmelting it and boom, they've got more glass. Wow. You know, all the amber glass, it's super fast. We've got Ball Aerospace here. They purchase a ton of the aluminum. You can, aluminum can here, I heard a statistic,
really expensive.
12 days. You can be drinking out of it 12 days later, it's another can going, fast. So when people say recycling is not happening, I'm like, boy, you just don't know the markets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
totally. It'd be like saying, yeah, people don't buy cars. Yes, they do.
Right.
Yes, they do.
Right.
People like to go fast. Yeah. So yeah, to your point with plastic though, it depends on the grade. And then there's different values for different grades. So yesterday I was actually up at one of my heroes locations. There's a woman that I just adore. Her name's Anita Comer and she owns Waste Not Recycling.
She comes through recycling. Anita Comer.
Anita Comer. Yeah. Waste Not. She's up in Kelm.
This is like, there's a joke in there.
Did you miss it? I said it.
No, there's a good one though.
Wait.
I thought, I mean, I can't tell jokes quite like Brady, but I try.
No, like I need a, there's
oh, I need, real, oh, you're right. Cause you know? I need it.
That's like, there's something really good in there.
All right.
I don't have time, but.
Dang. She's amazing. Anyway, she's one of my heroes and she sold her building. And so she's getting rid of a bunch of her equipment or like kind of trying to find a good home for it. And she was so kind and she gave me a couple of shred cabinet carts and some different things. And when I was there, she kind of gave me a little tour inside her facility. And I'm always just so eager to see what she's doing because she's amazing. And she has these new grinders. She had a couple grinders that I had seen before, but these ones are new. And so you were asking about plastics. And so she holds the contract with Green Sheen paint recycling. You know, all the paint buckets. She's grinding up all the paint buckets. So 100% of that is being recycled.
Oh.
All of them. Picture the entire state of Colorado and picture semi-loads of buckets stacked on top of each other, just right? Pallets and pallets and pallets. And so she's got these guys. I watched, and there's two guys, and they're feeding this machine as fast as they can go, and it's grinding all the plastic.
Wow.
You know, and it's pelletizing it. It's dropping it into a giant one of these big melons, cardboard boxes, mm-hmm. those Gaylords that I like. And you, and it's so cool. You can like stick your hand in there and they're like little teeny tiny pieces of plastic and they're all the same grade, right? Pure, you know, either number two, HDPE or whatever plastic she's grinding at the time.
Sounds delicious.
And she's selling it back. It looks amazing. It's beautiful. Like anybody with any tactile thing, just you want to stick your hand right in there and just like feel it. Like I just, if my kids were with me, they would have like had their hands.
How fine
been
are we talking?
Really tiny, like little baby beads.
I want to go straight up Scrooge McDuck on this.
Oh my gosh.
Dive head first in.
It was so cool.
That sounds great.
And they're all different colors. Huh. You know what I mean? So she had like a black grade going. She had like this white, pristine white. And I'm like, man. And she's like, oh, this is just like liquid gold. Because she's going to sell that back to, you know, a manufacturer mm-hmm. who makes paint buckets or makes whatever. Yeah. And that's how the world goes around.
Well, so my brother was talking about this because he was wrapping part of his garage in that, you know, you put the wrap underneath the, under the siding.
The Tyvek stuff.
Yeah, Tyvek. And that's HDPE, as far as I understand, which was an old Coke bottle. And it's like, it's just a Coca-Cola bottle that's been stretched out thin. And that same technology is just like, you put it on your house, Coke can't get in, so brain probably can't either. You know? Like, life's great.
Okay, so talk to me about the bad plastic.
Well,
And that's just like what you're really, really
you know what I really don't like about
bottled water.
So, do you remember a while ago there was the 7 Up, those guys, they were doing like it was part compostable, it was partially compostable plastic.
Hmm.
You can't recycle that. Mm-hmm. It was really bad. I was like, where are we going? Like, where is the regulation on this? Like, I don't like politics and I don't like regulation. I'm always carrot, not a stick kind of girl. Like, get people to do it because they want to, not because they have to do it. And oh man, when I saw that, I was like, this is going to wreck the industry because that crap's going to, it looks exactly like a regular Coke can. Mm-hmm. And how is a machine going to, you know, unless you have like really smart AI, pick that out, get it out of the mix. It's going to ruin these batches that need to be this. If you want to take something and turn it right back into the same thing, it needs to be the same, you know, material.
Yeah, exactly. And what I've heard about plastic recycling is if you get, you commingle different types of plastic, you can ruin the entire batch pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
So like certain types will just absolutely torch out a different type.
And I'm definitely not a plastics expert, but I do know which plastics make more money. You mm-hmm. know, like if I was going to just be source separating certain grades, you know, I'd be after, one, two, and five, for sure.
What's the bling factor? What do we got?
Number twos. I mean, you can just do so much more with it. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, on the back end, who would buy it to then repurpose
and
it?
What is number two actually?
It's a tetrahedral chain that like I can't pronounce very well.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it,
I mean, it's they're all, you know, it's the big, you know, the science chain.
Yeah.
The plastics chain.
Right.
But it's fast. Recycling is awesome.
Number two is apparently actually the HDPE. So it's the high density polyethylene.
Yep.
So that's Coke bottle stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How rinsed out does these plastics need to be? Really? Like a peanut butter jar. You know, it's just like so hard to rinse oil out of a...
It depends on
how much time should we really spend on this.
I mean, I wouldn't be hot washing it, soap and water. You know what I mean? I'd just be like with a knife, just scooping out as much as you can.
That's enough.
Yeah, because they're gonna heat this stuff up, right?
Oh, thank God.
They're gonna heat it up, really hot, and process it.
No, no joke though, because I can go home and tell my wife to just throw the thing into the recycling container. Because I this is not a joke. Like, we take this stuff pretty seriously in the house. So we will have a peanut butter jar that will sit there. We'll put hot water in it. We'll put it on the back of the sink until everything loosens up and then shake it. And
Yeah, I'm saying don't spend 10 minutes with hot water, you know, with the water running trying to do it. But if you're doing that, that's phenomenal. Then your wife's already on it.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if I don't need to have an empty peanut butter jar full of water on the sink for 2 days,
right.
We can just be like, you used a spatula. We're frugal people. Right. We used a spatula. We ate as much as we could. Now put it in the thing and be done with it. Then I'll tell her that and we will save ourselves some hassle and some water.
Fair enough.
Very little water in the grand scheme of things. But
the plastics, just don't throw them on the side of the road. And things to like really recycle that people just don't think to do. Like all the packaging, right? All the Amazon, so you know the bubble wrap on the inside,
mm-hmm.
right? Pop the air out of it mm-hmm. and then put that all into one plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100% recyclable. So you can tell if it's the recyclable if you can stick your thumb into
it. The grocery bags?
All grocery bags.
You can throw
much.
That in the recycle. You're
not in your single stream program.
Okay.
No, my gosh, they'd kill me if they heard me. No, they can go by themselves to be recycled.
Right. And they used to take it at King Super, but then they stopped. It was really annoying.
They should take it again because it's highly valuable. Film wrap, if you have baled film wrap, you're talking money, like a lot of money.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's 100% recyclable.
Get excited about their, you know, it's like,
it's a lot of money in that.
Yeah. It's awesome.
You know what I mean?
And I like
get excited
money.
When, yeah, well, aluminum cans, you know, I love aluminum cans.
Bottles and cans, clap your hands.
I know.
Thank you, Beck.
I'll clap.
You know, there's a Beck jam. Bottles and cans, just clap your hands.
For real?
Yeah, that's what the lyrics. Oh. So it's awesome jam. So I feel like Odelay. It's like 25 years old.
Okay, tell us about one of the most obscure things that you recycle or sell or whatever that you take in, you deal with, and you sell that is just so out there that someone wouldn't think of.
Okay. So people bring us a lot of really old antique-y things, you know, that still has value. And so if it has a lot of metal, it could be scrapped, right? But I'm like, oh, man, there's got to be someone that wants this. So I have an entire eBay division.
Oh, okay.
And so I've got a couple guys, and if something has value and we're not sure, we'll research it, and then we list it. And it's so much fun. So we've done
this
a lot
of
stuff
with
sides.
This is the type of thing that I'd be like figuring stuff out. That's my jam.
Oh,
like
totally.
I could just sit and tunnel in on like, this is the look. If you look at this part of it, it's got like this little thing on it. It's worth like $400. Like that would be
oh
that would
my gosh.
Be it for me.
I've got a guy like that literally every day. He just does this little dance. And he gets so excited.
Check this
he's
out.
Like, what just came in? And I'm like, I don't know. It looks like a weird thing. Yeah. Because I'm
so just tinkers.
I'm not an electronics geek. I'm not. Wow. But a lot of these people are like, this is a whatever, you know, first ever. And you're like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I love scavenging through junk like that. Like I get that just, yeah.
So that comes into the warehouse. So that's super fun. That I didn't expect I would get to do as part of my living, you know, like research funky things.
Right.
You know, but it's really fun. It's really fun.
Can I bring you old Crocs?
Not yet. Not yet. Not me.
Nobody
but
wants
Crocs
those.
Crocs will take them. So Crocs has a grinder. They're one of our customers. And there was a guy that was taking all of the duff, he called it. Or they call it duff when they grind it up.
They grind the shoes down.
They do. Yeah, they're really into, that company is so sustainable. They're super into sustainability and making sure that they're like leaving no trace. And they're very into this. I mean, we document everything we recycle for them.
Can't hate them.
Yeah. I literally give Mary Beth reports every month.
Of how much of your stuff?
On what they're diverting, what their diversion rate is.
Who is Mary Beth?
She was their 11th. She is their 11th employee, Crocs.
Oh.
Mary Beth.
She does something there though?
She rules a roost. She's the girl there. She's amazing. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you divert all of their waste and then, but they have a person like there in house or something like
that. They have a sustainability team. Yep.
And is that who takes the shoes?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I am meeting with her actually next week on Tuesday, I believe it is. And I'm going to ask her I want her to show me the shredder.
Yeah.
And I will let you, we'll circle back around. And I'll tell you.
But
there's
like a use for these ground down.
Yes. There's different uses, best uses. I know they were talking about insulation for some of it, you know, they've done stuff with playgrounds, but I think if it gets too hot, it's not ideal. So in colder environments, absolutely. I'm sure they have a whole list.
Oh my gosh, I just really must. Because I feel like that's a shoe that just will like live forever.
Yep.
If nothing, it's never going to die. They're going to find these in millennia, you know what I mean?
And yep.
We go through a lot of Crocs in our house because I have a sensory sensitive kid or whatever. Crocs are the jam. And I'm like, ugh, another pair of Crocs we're gone through. What can I do with these?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's
what
awesome.
What a Croc.
What a Croc.
That's all I'm here for.
That's awesome.
You're welcome. Awesome. You can have it. Cheers.
Okay. So
the best one I've ever had, was I went because I injured my wrist. I thought I might have broken it. So it was, so they had to go scan it. And the woman was like, something, we were done. And I'm like, well, thanks for the free exposure. And she thought that was like Instagram, you know? And she's like, oh my God, she was dying. And I'm like, you like that? It's like, it's yours. It's yours. You can have it. It's yours forever. And so I can just imagine she's going like, I'll give you a little free exposure. You know, it's like,
click.
Click, you know, she loved it. So once in a while you hit a home run. Anyway, back to
that's
the
funny. No, that's cool. No, I'm excited. Thank you for having me on, that we could just tell people if they listen to this, you know, I don't know when this airs, but they have the event, until they have until the 21st if they want to come get by. Their booty.
But you're not doing paint right stuff. Now.
No, we've never done paint. I don't do anything hazardous. So no batteries, no paint, no household chemicals.
Yep.
No swollen batteries.
The technical but we term can do spicy pillow.
Yeah. We can do so many other things. Wow. You know, so all toner cartridges. We can do the loose plastic bags, the number 2s and number 4s that we just talked about. Yeah. Clean and dry. We can do number 6 styrofoam, you know, that goes around things.
Yep.
Just number 6. And then we do hardback books, tons and tons of books.
Okay.
And we partner with some really cool people in Denver that recycle the books with us. Dream Books. I love those guys. And then we do all the electronics. We do paper shredding. And this is cool. If somebody has papers, that sensitive papers, your taxes, they can come in and watch us shred. I think you shred the other day. Did I make you not throw paper?
Oh, yeah. No, we went up there. It was awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We do that. And then cardboard, but we're not a drop off for single stream. People call the time. They're like, do you buy metal? No, we don't buy metal. I've never bought copper. Think about it all the time. We probably get 10 calls a day. We just don't have the facility to do that. And that hasn't been my jam, but things that I think about in the future, because jeepers, there's a huge need. People call
the
time.
That keep you up at night, right?
Right. I'm like,
should I just be taking precious metals?
I need 20 acres. I need all this stuff. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun. So if somebody wants to watch their papers being shred in front of them and feel secure in that, a lot of lawyers love to do that. I've got one lawyer that comes in and he's like, can I please shred it? I'm like, yes. You stand there. He's just like, you know, all the paper gets shred and he's just like grinning ear to ear. And he's like, oh, now I can just go. He's just like, I'm complete. Like, I'm not worried anymore. And I'm like, wow. Nice. He just gets really, people get really funny about, you know, their sensitive stuff. And we do that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we just shred all the time. So just to me, I'm like, and nobody's looking at it. There's no camera above it. People always ask these questions and I'm like, no.
We take a photo of each one.
No.
Every page.
It's all shred.
Every
single super page. Fast.
So is it free to come shred paper? What do you charge people for to drop off?
35 cents a pound for paper.
Okay.
If you took it to like FedEx, it would be 99 cents. So we're like a third of the price.
Okay.
Right now though, with this event, the first box is free. So you could bring in box, however big your box is. Oh. You know what I mean? Like just bring in a box.
You could bring in a Gaylord full of paper.
Well, I'd have to charge them something, but you know what I'm saying? Like if you could get in you couldn't get it.
I'm being hyperbolic for the sake of humor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's people that come in with very, very large boxes and they're like, it's one box. And I just laugh and I'm like, that's fine. We'll whatever. We'll take it. It's typically your standard file box, you know, that you would buy paper.
Paper.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Longmont's footing the bill. Bring it on in. Let's go.
I actually went through a ton of like, I don't know, my boys love to play with wires, like old, they just have to tinker with old stuff. And so we've just kept like all these dumb old wires forever. I had a printer I was done with and we let them just play with it and take it apart and like
mess with the,
so we just had this like, but it's also like, it started over, it's been years, right? We have this like huge collection just like bursting out of the drawers and stuff. And I just kind of like got done with it. And after I visited your site, I was like, that's it. The stuff's out of here. I'm done. I want to go. So it's been clunking around in the back of my car for like a week. It's still there right now.
Every time I hit up,
I'm like, yeah. And I've been meaning to bring it by your facility. And so
that's funny. I thought you were going to ask me for like a server or something for the kids to take apart. There's a bunch of people at Google that'll call me and they're like, hey, do you have an old whatever? I just want to take it apart.
So funny.
I'm like, sure. We've had people come in. They're like, can I please have an old TV? I just really want to smash a really old TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like smashing parties or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sweet.
Not here.
Got the goods.
Yeah, take it away. I know what's in there. Take it to your house, man. I don't want
to. Right. Was it Office Space? Which one was that?
Yeah, you take the printer out and beat it.
Yep.
Michael Bolton and company.
Well, gee whiz, that is so cool that you're here in Longmont, and I am so happy we got to talk about waste. Do you have other burning questions about waste?
No, I'm just excited. I have like a club sandwich of old laptops at home, and I need to get rid of them. I'm not joking. There's like probably 3 or 4.
Yeah,
of them.
Same. I know.
And I'm just like, okay, because you go like, well, I got I don't know what's on them. Nothing.
Yeah.
But you think, oh, my data.
Pictures for me. That's why they're sitting there. You know?
Well, yeah. I got to go like, I don't want anybody like getting a hold of this. You throw it away and then somebody gets it. And then there's like the hard drive. And then I don't know what's on it.
Yeah.
You know, my browser data from 1999. or whatever. You know, because you got these old.
My browser but what, data.
That's why we wipe everything. People bring stuff in, like the older folks. And if you boot the BIOS, you open it up and it's got like their license, their banking account information. I'm like, oh man, no matter what standard, we just, everything gets wiped. Everything.
Love it. Love it. Do we have stuff we want to talk about with Longmont? No, you don't care?
Yeah, I mean, did you see Bond Farm?
I saw
was
it.
Approved finally. This is one we've been talking about for a long time, the Bond Farm development. This is down near like 2nd and...
Spruce and...
Yeah, it's Spruce. Sorry, Spruce.
It's between 3rd and 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it runs parallel to 3rd Street, 2nd Street. It's on that sort of thing. There's a lot down there that is undeveloped, and it's pretty big, and somebody wants to put a pretty big development on it. And some of the locals are like, hey... We don't want that. So there was a big, what you'd call a bone of contention, I guess, and people are chewing right on it.
Wow. Oh, man, Brady, you are on a roll today. So the planning commission, they kind of fought over it for a long time, and then it finally, they made their like formal recommendation. It went to council, and council had to decide on this one. It was pretty contentious, and the neighbors have been involved. And we have talked about it ad nauseum on this podcast, and the official word is the city council approved it.
Yeah, but
I mean, that was not like without – certainly a lot of revisions were made along the way due to the input from neighbors. And I would say overall, it's a really interesting case study in civic involvement, collaboration, developers – you know, responding to a market need, but also responding to input from residents caring about how this shapes out. And I think it's like a true win on collaboration, really.
Yeah. I would love to hear a little bit more about what the locals actually think at this point.
Right.
There was an article that we cited a couple months ago. I have no concept of time. So we talked about an article a while ago and they had some type of
I was actually trying to look up that vocabulary word the other day because I couldn't remember what it was.
And I still can't remember what it was.
I know. Where it's like a vocab word that it refers to a meeting between like a developer and neighbors. Like it literally exactly that case, and it's an old word, but anyway.
Yeah, so they got together and they had sort of a thing and they had like tables and you go work and you do cross-pollination between this like idea building and they came up with a new idea. And people were happier with that than the original plan. And I think they scaled back the number of units, though, you know, I thought they would have scaled it back slightly more. But, hey, they are. So I think they've come up with something that they like and it's been pushed through.
Yep.
And so we'll see if it actually is ever built.
Yeah, well done all. It's done. Wow. We'll see. Finally. Yeah. Jeesh.
Jeepers creepers. Oh, jeez. That's a big one from where I'm at. We're talking about my accent. Oh, jeez.
Lots of fun stuff coming up in October. We've got Dia de los Muertos celebrations coming up that the city now puts a lot of like horsepower behind, which is kind of cool. And the Halloween parade, which is always a fun one. Go see I love that parade because it's not really a parade. It's just a bunch of kids in Halloween costumes marching like down the street. It's cute.
Direction.
And families get like really into it. You'd like really, it's good people watching. So watch out for that. The weekend of Halloween. I think Halloween's like a Monday night this year.
Lame.
So, or Tuesday.
I think it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, right. So that parade will be on the Saturday
extra
before
lane.
That.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's really all I got. I was going to bring up this Floyd Hill project on I-70, but we should talk about that another day.
I was going to say the city of Longmont plans to close the south half of Boston Avenue Bridge beginning Thursday.
Ugh, finally.
So that's going
on. That has taken forever.
What are they actually doing on that one? Like, because they say they're going to – they plan for two lanes to remain open on the north half of the bridge at the beginning of March, while vehicles may still travel in both east and westbound directions, the bridge's turn lane will be unavailable.
Yeah. Well, it's still part of the resilient St. Vrain stuff. They're trying to fix the – it's like flood mitigation stuff and turning – and I think it's part of getting that out of the floodplain once that's done too.
Yeah, they widened the channel and they made the –
That's just down from us. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Yep. They're actually all over that now.
Yeah, and I think it was supposed to close last summer. They got really behind on that one.
It's been really frustrating because the Greenway is such a wonderful asset for the city.
That's
and they're like,
what is part
don't
of the
go over there. And it's like, yeah, but this has been closed forever. It was open for like 3 weeks 4 years ago. And they're like, just kidding. We're done. We're not done yet. Come back in years from now. And it's like
years, truly.
It's like, oh, we'll be done in 2 years. And it's like, really? Because you weren't. So it's been frustrating because, I mean, you want to bike downtown, it's a good way to get there. I mean, I got to get to the thing.
It's been a pain. So they'll finally get that done. But there's all kinds of cool, I mean, all the improvements with that. I think it's not a renewal zone, but some sort of like designation with the city that makes it so they can work on all these improvements and eventually redevelop a lot of it. But
The area is rife.
That's great.
It.
That's
big, it. Big throughput down there. Yep.
Well, that's all I got, man.
Okay, then let's go home.
Bridget, thank you for coming on and telling us all about your cool business. And so it's Green Girl Recycling, and then you also have a different like business, right? There's a couple different like LLCs that do different parts of the business, right?
Yeah.
But mainly Green Girl is what we
can... They just remember Green Girl.
Green Girl.
If you're not sure, yep. Opposite Boy.
Green, okay.
You know,
Green Girl. Things. And what's the website?
GreenGirlRecycling.com.
Perfect. So definitely bring your waste down there. Check out the website so you know what you can bring by between now and October 21st. And thank you so much for being here and for being in Longmont. We're so lucky to have you.
It was an honor.
Okay. Well, we thank Andy Epler and David Cutter Music for our intro and outro music. Give us a like, give us a follow, send us your comments at sidedishlongmont@gmail.com, and we will see you next time. Thanks, Brady. Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks.